Ashley Rice broke out in horrible, oozing acne all over his face. Mark St. Pierre had a sleepwalking interlude after losing almost $20 in one catastrophic night. And Brad Witherspoon got into a fight with a guy on the first floor. The guy made some innocuous little crack. Later on, Brad himself admitted it had been innocuous. But Brad, who'd just been hit with the bitch 3 times in 4 hands and only wanted a Coke out of the first-floor machine to soothe his butt-parched throat, wasn't in an innocuous mood. He turned, dropped his unopened soda into the sandwell of a nearby cigarette urn and started punching, broke the kid's glasses, loosened one of his teeth. So Brad Witherspoon, ordinarily about as dangerous as a library mimeograph, was the first of us to go on disciplinary pro. I thought about calling Anne Marie and telling her I had met someone and was dating, but it seemed like a lot of work, a lot of psychic effort on top of everything else. I settled for hoping that she'd write me a letter saying that she thought it was time we started seeing other people. Instead, I got one saying how much she missed me and that she was making me something special for Christmas, which probably meant a sweater, one with reindeer on it. Reindeer sweaters were an Anne Marie specialty. Those slow, stroking hand jobs were another. She enclosed a picture of herself in a short skirt. Looking at it made me feel not horny, but tired and guilty and put upon. Carol also made me feel put upon. I had wanted a cop a feel, that was all, not change my whole fucking life, or hers, for that matter. But I liked her, that was true. A lot. That smile of hers and her sharp wit. This is getting good, she had said. We're exchanging information like mad. A week or so later, I returned from Holyoke, where I'd worked lunch with her on the dish line, and saw Frank Stewart walking slowly down the third-floor hallway with his trunk hung from his hands. Frank was from western Maine, one of those little unincorporated townships that are practically all trees, and had a Yankee accent so thick you could slice it. He was just a so-so Hearts player, usually ducking in second or a close third when somebody else went over the 100-point mark, but a hell of a nice guy. He always had a smile on his face, at least until the afternoon I came upon him headed for the stairwell with his trunk.